Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Watching the sideline with the playoffs, does it motivate you even more to go out there and try to get back to that spot again?
Definitely, but it sucks to miss that time and miss the playoffs because you work all season, then you get hurt last game. So it definitely motivated me to get back on the field, push my rehab, my therapy, and get back right to where I was. But I feel better than before. Yeah.
Zay, you and Sean were working out in the offseason. Was there anything you were focusing on with that, and how do you kind of think that will translate to training?
It wasn't a lot of specific stuff that we was working on. It's just we wanted to get better at everything. So we went out for a weekend and trained together that whole weekend and put a lot of stuff together. And we expected it to translate to the camp and to the season. The thing is, me, Bate, and Marlo, we usually the ones that I always see here first in the morning. But the whole offseason, I was getting up at 5, 6 in the morning and going to do my workouts because I was just getting my schedule right for camp and just preparing myself. And I know Bate an early guy and Marlo an early guy, so I was expecting to see them in the morning.
Zay, when you're that fast, how do you get faster in the offseason like you've done?
You just work. I was running hills. I trained with my trainer on specific stuff that I wanted to get done, and we got it done. And I felt like I got faster. I got stronger. I felt better than I did before, even before I got hurt. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people said that I got faster, that I got more explosive, and hey, I just put the work in, and I just what I expected.
What do you think? How's the spot right now? Last year,
you're actually more effective inside than outside. What about playing in the slot? Do you like, and do you want to continue to see that go up this year? I play wherever they need me. So wherever Coach Monken and G Lou say I gotta go, that's where I feel I can make something happen. So it's not really, I'm paying attention to that, if I'm being honest. I'm just playing ball and going. Yeah. That man's supposed to be a 99 every year. He's supposed to have 8 of those. So I don't know how he got 2, but he's supposed to have 8. It was dope, though, to give him a chain and get him ready. And, like, me and Bate brought it to him, you know, and we just built a chemistry with him, and I think that's something to be a part of, and that's special.
Say, even in camp, D-Hop, making some crazy catches, the one-hander
today,
what does that do for you guys on the sideline, and how does his ability to kind of pull some of those in challenge the receivers?
I mean, you know, he a vet, but D-Hop been doing this for, 13 years? I was 11 years old when he started doing this, so, you know, he vetted. He know what he's doing, and he know how to get the younger guys going. He know how to get himself going. I just know how to create separation going across the field or being explosive out of my routes and being able to separate. I'll say that's the reason I'm good on crosser routes because I'm explosive out of breaks and I get in and out of them.
Yeah, I know they're measuring all the analytics from practice, your speeds, all that stuff. Is that stuff showing that you're faster this year? And how did you specifically train to get faster, like you said?
I don't really check the speed. I don't really check the stuff. Sam usually come back and give us to us, but I was running hills with a weight vest, or I was cutting up the hill. I was just doing a lot of hill work, and then I'll go and work on the field and do a lot of straight line stuff. Oh yeah, I think we're gonna hit a lot more. A lot way more than we did last year. And we've been working on it too, so I think it'll show throughout the season. It's been that way since I've been here, so we'll figure it out.
Last offseason, you talked about trying to diversify your route tree and find more ways out the offense. Do you still feel like you're adding more routes and more versatility to your game, or is it more about perfecting the things that you're already good at?
I feel like I can run every route in a route tree, so I feel like I just got to detail the routes and just detail the little things. And I feel like I can run everything, if I'm being honest. A lot more physical, a lot more talking, a lot more communication. Everybody confident, especially Jair. That's probably the most confident DB I've seen, like, ever, if I'm being honest.
Zay, recently you had some fun on social media with the fans and were saying, quit trying to make moves and just get upfield. Is there anything specific you want to say to that
guy? No, I was just, like, sometimes they right. All right, you got to run straight, you know what I mean? But sometimes, like, it moves fast out there. So, hey, I do what I do. So, I can't really say nothing about it. But I'm going to work on that, though. I'm going to keep on running straight. I really want to build off that because, you know, every year since I've been here, I had a vet. And the vet kind of took the leadership role, and I've been learning from them. So, I just want to take a step towards that. And I'm learning from D-Hop still. I'm learning from Bait, too. So, it's like I'm still just taking that step as a leader. He played on orthodox. Like, he played his own way. So, just seeing somebody play like that and going against it in practice, it just helped me prepare in the game. Because you never know what he's going to do. You never know if he's going to jump jam. You never know if he's going to bail. You never know if he's going to speed turn or zone turn and play, man. Like, and the man can do anything. You never know.
So, it seems like you rarely take a break away from football, even in all season, unless you're hurt or something. Is it hard for you to step away? And do you think a lot of your success comes from, hey, I'm just going to outrun a lot of people?
I mean, it's my job, so I might as well do that. And I love my job, so I love working. I love playing football. I've been playing football since I was 4 years old. So it's just something I wake up and naturally do and naturally just get fun out of it and get joy.
Thank you, Zay.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.